There began a part of the proceedings which was without precedent in any of the AEC's previous hearings, a presentation of the government's case. The hearing was now no longer an inquiry, but in fact a trial for treason. Probably the key government witness was Dr. Edward Teller.
Well ahead of time, Oppenheimer asked me to testify in his favor and asked me to talk to his lawyers. I did not hear from them anything that I did not know. They told me how important Oppenheimer's management of Los Alamos had been. I was going to testify for his clients. But immediately before, the attorney on the other side, Mr. Raab, came to see me and showed me very peculiar testimony on the part of Oppenheimer, where he said that statements he made about his friend Chevalier had been not factual. And when asked why he made statements of that kind, of which I knew caused Chevalier to lose his job, Oppenheimer's only answer was, "Because I was an idiot." These are his precise words. This was at that time secret testimony, long since released. I think a man who would accuse a friend of very illegal action, then admit that his accusation was wrong, and had no other justification than the one that he has given, was certainly somebody whose motivation was somewhat complex.
At 4 p.m. on April 28th, he began what, for all concerned, was one of the most important pieces of testimony.
Dr. Teller, may I ask you at the outset, are you appearing as a witness here today because you want to be here?
I appear because I've been asked to and because I consider it my duty upon the request to say what I think in the matter. I would have preferred not to appear.
And I believe, sir, that you stated to me some time ago that anything you had to say, you wished to say in the presence of Dr. Oppenheimer.
That is correct.
To simplify the issues here, let me ask you this question. Is it your intention in anything you are about to testify to suggest that Dr. Oppenheimer is disloyal to the United States?
I do not want to suggest anything of the kind. I know Dr. Oppenheimer as an intellectually most alert and very complicated person, and I think it would be disastrous and wrong on my part if I would try in any way to analyze his motives. But I have always assumed, and I now assume, that he is loyal to the United States. I believe this, and I shall believe it until I see very conclusive proof to the opposite.
Now, a question which is corollary to that.